Saquon, how do you look at this next game? You have obviously two to go.
Same way. It's NFL. Go out there, compete. try to win. That's the goal. Every week, go out, try to find a way to win a football game, and it doesn't change. Obviously, in 2 weeks we'll be going home. So, but the mindset of trying to finish the season as strong as we can.
Has it gotten old, though, not getting into the play? I mean, I know last year you did have the runs. You had the taste of it. But, yeah. But how disappointing is it not to follow that up?
I think it definitely sucks more knowing, having a feeling of playing in the playoffs and going there the season prior. Obviously that was the expectation to make the playoffs again this year. But we fell short. There's a lot of games that we wish we could have back. To be in a different scenario coming into week 17. But that's not the case. And the case is we have two games left and we have a tough opponent who's playing really well. And I think they're still continuing to fight for the playoffs. So, you're going to get their best shot. And as a competitor, that's what you want. So our job is to go out there and compete and try our best to come out with a win. And we got to be ready to play great football all three phases.
As you being a leader on the team, or one of the leaders, do you sense that there's any of an attitude with some people with just playing out the season, or is everybody having your attitude, no, let's win these two games?
I think everyone's kind of focused with the same attitude that, not only that I have, I think that's kind of just a message from the coaches, from Dave's, to go out there and win and compete. That's what the NFL is about. And obviously, like I said, it's unfortunate that we're not in a scenario where we can continue to compete and make the playoffs, but there's a lot of people that would love to be in our position. So you got to keep that mindset, go out there, play at a high level, and try your best to come out with a win like every other week.
How hard is it for you not to think about your future?
I feel like everybody's in a different position. Some people, have on a know that this is their last year here, technically. Like, you never know, you can sign back or not. Some guys have multiple years deals with their hair. Me personally, knowing that the future is kind of unknown, it definitely crosses your mind. But, I just try to take in every moment and just enjoy my time and go out there and compete with my teammates. That's kind of the mindset that I've been having. Obviously, the future is uncertain. My contract situation last year was a hot topic, but I feel like whenever that happens, I'll worry about that then. So just live in the moment, take care of these last two games, and focus on the Rams first.
1,000 yards mean anything to you?
Definitely would be an important thing. It's definitely a goal of mine to get, not just selfishly for the offensive line. I feel like it's a big thing. 1,000 yards, maybe even more, hopefully. And a year like this where we had a lot of ups and downs and a lot of adversity, and me being injured, missing a couple games, I feel like definitely wouldn't hurt with the things I want to accomplish in my career. So it's definitely a goal of mine, and I would love to do that. And I feel like, me accomplishing that would be a big thing, not only for myself, but for the offensive line too.
The fourth down call, was that just a good play by Riddick?
I can't take nothing away from him. That's one of those things where just miscommunication, that happens. We just got to do a better job. Me locked in a critical situation. I'm not going to take anything away from him. He's a heck of a player. Made a great play. Probably had an idea who was getting the ball. We were running it there. But he jumped it, made a great play. But we definitely could help ourselves out a little bit more. And that's stuff you got to learn from, and can't let it happen again.
Saquon is someone who appreciates history so much. Can you appreciate going up against Aaron Donald?
Yeah, I'm excited for that one. Probably shouldn't say that. I don't want to get, they say don't poke the bear. My mindset is I really don't, whoever you're going up against, I don't, that doesn't bother me. But knowing, how great of a player he is, and arguably probably the greatest defensive player of all time, I guess it's between him and probably Lawrence Taylor. It's definitely gonna be fun. Those are, like, as a competitor, you want to go up against a guy like that. He's gonna give you your best, and you want to try to have performance against a guy like that. So definitely a little extra motivation too.
Have your paths crossed at all Like Aaron? You and Aaron in any Pro Bowl or anything, nothing like that?
I don't think so, actually.
No?
Not that I remember. I probably met him before, okay. But I think this definitely would be I know this would be the first time I play against him. And like I said, I'm super excited. Not just him, the challenge of that whole team. Right. They have a great team. Have a really good defense, and the defense is playing great. They've been playing great as a team, so it's gonna be a fun challenge.
I know you addressed this in Philly for the most part, but if I may, to be out of the playoffs means what though? Because after last year, I'm assuming that maybe there was some heightened, anticipation that you could continue the run, and the run, obviously stopped after just the one appearance last year.
I think it. It kind of, like I said, it sucks not being in there. You definitely want to build off that. I definitely do think we have the talent on this team. But one thing I've learned, and I've kind of always known, each year is a new year. And this year, wasn't this team year. And for whatever reason, obviously there's a lot of stuff we could have done differently. And we just didn't accomplish that goal. So. It's my fault. Next year it's a reset, and every team in the league is have the same goal: try to compete for Super Bowl, make it to playoffs, and compete for Super Bowl.
Last one. Student of the game, is Williams a different kind of running back, or is he just a guy who is flying under the radar?
To be honest, I haven't really got to watch him. I got to watch him a little bit against the Saints and when they played last Thursday night.
Yeah.
Got to watch him a little bit. Obviously, knowing the backs and seeing how well he's doing, I actually haven't got to really sit down and watch him film. So I'm excited to watch him play. Hopefully, he's been playing really well. Hopefully, he doesn't play well against us. But like you said, being a student of the game and being a fan of position, definitely, when I get the opportunity to be able to sit down and watch all these guys, he's definitely someone that I'm gonna try my best to watch and study him and see the reason why he's been so successful this year.